Welcome one, welcome all to this online business briefing where we're going to shine a spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays here out on the market today. We're speaking with Medical Transcription Billing Corp, ticker symbol MTBC, traded on the NASDAQ Capital Markets. And we are joined by the Chief Financial Officer for the company, Bill Korn. Bill, how are you today?
Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule. Exciting times with your company, and we're going to get to that news here in just a minute. But for those who may not be familiar with your company, if you would describe that company and its business model for the listeners today.
Sure. I'm Bill Korn. I'm CFO of MTBC. I joined the company in July of 2013. This is my seventh CFO gig. I've spent about 30 years managing fast-growing technology companies, including 10 years at IBM, where I was part of the senior management team that created IBM's service strategy in the 1990s. I helped launch e-commerce with IBM in 1994 and e-banking in 1995. MTBC was founded by Mahmoud Haq, who's currently our CEO and chairman. Mahmoud was VP of Global Risk Management at American Express for 12 years. And has also been president and CEO of Compass International, which went public on NASDAQ in 1998. Both Mahmoud's wife and my wife are both physicians, and that helped get both of us interested in the medical technology space. MTBC is a healthcare IT company that went public through an IPO on NASDAQ in July of 2014. We provide a fully integrated suite of proprietary cloud-based solutions and business services to healthcare providers. We have approximately 1,000 small to medium-sized doctor practices as customers, although we have several hospital clients as well. We typically offer our suite of services for a bundled fee, averaging approximately 5% of the revenue our clients collect. For this, we provide four capabilities: revenue cycle management, which includes medical billing, working with insurance to get claims paid, and preparing patient statements; practice management solutions, from appointment scheduling to checking insurance eligibility, providing automated reminder calls, etc.; electronic health record software, which is easy to use and allows our providers to reduce paperwork and qualify for government incentives; and mobile health solutions, including smartphone apps for both patients and healthcare providers. Our offerings are very similar to those of Athena Health, our closest public competitor, with the exception that Athena focuses on larger practices and small hospitals, while MTBC puts more emphasis on the 1 to 10 doctor practices, which is where 70% of doctors still practice today. Athena has close to $1 billion of revenue and a $5 billion market cap. MTBC had $23 million of revenue last year and has a $9 million market cap today. Before our IPO in 2014, we had $10 million of annual revenue and operated profitably. The IPO was our first outside capital. We bought three competitors on the day of our IPO in July of 2014 and have done a number of small acquisitions since. We took the first year after the IPO to consolidate the businesses we bought, wringing out costs and returning to EBITDA positive operations. MTBC has two core strengths that distinguish us from most of the 1,500 other healthcare IT companies. We have an integrated cloud-based technology platform, which we developed in-house, and we have wholly owned offshore subsidiaries with 1,600 employees in four countries, with labor costs that average about 10% of the labor costs in the U.S. This allows us to provide services which are labor-intensive, even though we use our technology, and we can do these services much less expensively than our customers or our competitors could provide them.
Bill, if we could, let's talk about what the company has accomplished so far over the last year.
Thanks. I'll talk about the three important accomplishments we've had over the last year. First, we had our first three quarters of positive EBITDA since the IPO, Q4 of 2015, Q1, and Q2 of 2016. We had been EBITDA positive for years before the IPO. We knew we would need a year to integrate the businesses we bought at the time of the IPO, and after four quarters with negative EBITDA, we turned EBITDA positive again in fourth quarter of last year and have been EBITDA positive ever since. Second, we raised $7.5 million of non-convertible preferred stock on NASDAQ. The story behind that is that when we embarked on our IPO, the original plan was to raise $30 million, so we would have $10 million of dry powder for future acquisitions. We only raised $20 million at the time of the IPO, so after integrating the three companies that we bought, we were left with little cash to grow the business. With our stock at around $1 per share, we knew we weren't going to sell any more common stock, and we wouldn't use that stock as currency in a transaction. So we designed a non-convertible preferred stock with an 11% annual dividend, which we pay monthly, and sold $5.8 million of this last November. That stock also trades on NASDAQ with the ticker symbol MTBCP. We sold an additional $1.6 million of that stock in July of this year, which was the maximum we could issue under our shelf registration statement. Until our common stock gets back much closer to the IPO price of $5, this will be the instrument that we use to raise capital in a form that's non-dilutive to shareholders. Finally, our last major accomplishment has been some acquisitions. Up through the current month, we did three small acquisitions. In February of 2016, we purchased Gulf Coast Billing, a Texas-based company. In May, we purchased Renaissance Physician Services, a Tennessee-based company. And in July, we purchased WFS Services, a New Jersey-based company, which serves a couple of hospitals and our other large groups. In total, with these three small acquisitions, we paid a total of $1.6 million up front. For 3 years, we will pay 28% of revenues for Gulf Coast, 27% for Renaissance, and 50% of adjusted EBITDA for WFS. And those payments will all be based on the revenues and EBITDA that were above the levels included in the base fees. So these were three good, low-risk ways to grow the business without spending a lot of money up front. We didn't have that much cash to spend. That takes us through October 1st and our most recent deal.
Well, listeners, I want you to read about the most recent deal using that ticker symbol again, MTBC. Here's the headline. MTBC achieves corporate milestone with its most recent strategic acquisition. Lots of great information within this press release. But, Bill, we have you here, so we're going to get all that information straight from you, the chief financial officer. Bill, if you would tell me about the company you recently bought, Medigain.
Sure. On October 3rd, we acquired substantially all the assets of Medigain, which is a Texas-based company, and Millennium Practice Management is a New Jersey-based subsidiary. At the time of closing, Medigain and Millennium combined had a total annual revenue of more than $10 million from their clients that were in good standing, which we expect will contribute to our overall revenue growth in 2017. This acquisition is MTBC's largest single acquisition to date.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about this. What did you pay for the company?
We made an initial $2 million payment for the assets of Medigain, and we'll pay an additional $5 million in early 2017. This represents a significant discount as compared to the industry norm of at least one times annualized revenue for a company of Medigain size. By comparison, Athena Health spent $230 million on sales and marketing in 2015, and they grew revenue by $172 million from 2014 to 2015. So MTBC's investment should produce almost double that ROI.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how will MTBC pay for the acquisition now.
We've already deployed some of our own cash for that initial $2 million payment, and we will probably raise additional capital by selling additional shares of our non-convertible preferred stock to finalize the transaction.
Excellent. Now, when do you expect to see benefits from this acquisition, Bill?
So we believe that our newly acquired business will contribute to our positive adjusted EBITDA by the end of first quarter of 2017. By growing our overall revenue greatly through this acquisition, MTBC expects to generate significant operating leverage. MTBC has many fixed costs associated with being a public company, and these will be spread over a larger revenue base. The incremental profits from this acquisition are expected to greatly exceed the company's cost of capital, so this acquisition should be accretive to our shareholders in 2017.
Besides adding new clients, did MTBC gain any new capabilities with this acquisition of Medigain?
Yes, we did. As part of the acquisition, MTBC added talented team members in North America and expanded its Asia-based team to additional countries with talented, cost-effective workforces, including Sri Lanka and India. These add to our team in Poland and Pakistan. MTBC's global team of professionals and proprietary technology will allow the company to continue improving operating margins while delivering world-class service to our clients.
Are there any details of the acquisition, I don't know, that were unusual?
There were a couple things that were a little unusual. First, Medigain's 2014 and 2015 financial statements will show significantly more than $10 million of revenue, but that includes revenue from clients who had given notice of termination before the acquisition. The mechanics of the acquisition were a little complicated, since MediGain was in default of its debt obligations at the time that we purchased them. So first, MTBC created a wholly owned subsidiary, MTBC Acquisition Corp., which purchased 100% of MediGain's senior secured debt from Prudential Insurance. This debt was collateralized by substantially all of MediGain's assets. MTBC Acquisition Corp. then entered into a foreclosure agreement with MediGain and Millennium, transferring substantially all the assets, including accounts receivable, fixed assets, and client relationships, to MTBC Acquisition Corp. in satisfaction of the debt. As part of the agreement, we acquired the assets free and clear of liabilities, except for certain select liabilities such as accrued compensation and benefits, and very limited payable to a few key vendors that were expressly assumed by MTBC Acquisition Corp. With the purchase price well under 1x revenue, it was okay to go through a few extra steps to close this deal on such favorable terms. And after completing this acquisition, MTBC is now poised for significant growth and profitability in 2017.
Well, listeners, once again, we are speaking with Bill Korn, Chief Financial Officer for MTBC. Again, MTBC, a leading provider of proprietary web-based electronic health records, practice management, and mHealth solutions. Medical Transcription Billing Corp., the way you find out more about them is that ticker symbol. That's the website, MTBC.com. Well, Bill, thank you so much for your time here today. We expect more great things from you and your company here in 2016 and well beyond. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks very much. I've enjoyed talking to you.
Absolutely. Well, for Bill Korn, this is Stuart Smith with Network Newswire saying thanks so much for listening.